Welcome to Connect the Dots, a place where we can help each other and connect. So, I'm Carl, your host.
I'm Ankar.
Today we're talking about blindness etiquette. And so, I think my first point today, I think that it's very important, because this one I think this one bothers me too. Don't point to things and say over there or it's in that, it's over here. That I think that doesn't exist for us, right?
Over that direction.
Yeah,
right.
Right. Oh, down that way. That doesn't exist for us. You guys gotta. It's plain to specificity. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, what do you guys like? I know probably everybody has experience with this. So I want to hear that. Like, what did you guys experience?
Oh, for me, it's just people say go that direction. It's like. Uh-huh. Is it left? Is it right? Front? Behind me? I kind of want to give me a general direction of if I'm going north, south, east, and west. Use that as a guide.
Uh-huh.
Also, to be able to give me maybe specific landmarks that are in that general area to look for, like things like a fast food restaurant, McDonald's, a bank. Or some kind of a street sign is there. Now again, don't tell us a street name specifically because most of us can't read the street signs. That's the major mention here. They're too small. So you can tell us a street name in general, but don't expect us to know that, okay, this is the street sign name. Just kind of so we know the general area.
Actually, I just thought of this in my head. It just popped up. But when you're talking about street signs, maybe there could be like a way to make it accessible, because most street lamps or street things that have the street sign on them are usually pretty thin. They're not wide really.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how at school it has like the room numbers and then it has it in Braille. What if they did that for street signs, where they had it like near the bottom part, like at personable level?
Yeah, like some that in Braille, where they have the push button for the walk.
Yeah, in that general area, you can also have the street name on that kind of post thing. Yeah. That way, at least we can kind of figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Maybe you could do that, but you also have to remember that I think sometimes cars, when they're coming at a distance, need that height. So I think you would need both. I would think you would keep the...
Yeah, you would have the regular one on top,
right.
But you just have the one on the bottom as well.
That would
be really nice, actually.
So what he's saying basically is... put a small sticker or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It would be kind of nice, actually.
Like a small panel right above the press to cross the street.
Yeah.
Anyways, before I go off on a huge tangent on that, Kylie, what do you think about that? Experiencing the whole in specific language and stuff?
Yeah, I think another thing you could do is to use the clock face.
Yeah.
So if I said, oh, where's my coffee mug? You would tell me that. It's to my, I'll say 11, 10 o'clock-ish. So that kind of gives me a direction. I can picture the clock face in my head, and I can turn myself accordingly to where, that number might be on the clock, and it will be in that general direction.
Right. I think that's a really important thing to mention, especially if you're at a dinner table or a setting where you're having food with somebody else, so you don't spill or make a mess.
And I think to continue off the whole clock face thing, I think this is distance, right?
Yeah.
I think I get that one wrong all the time because it's hard to judge distance, obviously.
Yeah.
But you say go to your left, like how far, right? Because not every walkway is 30 feet wide or whatever.
Right.
So I think trying to get better at that. I think that's one thing I have to do, but. I think if you're good at giving directions and distances, I think distances is really good. It's a good skill to have.
Yeah, it is. But like you said, most people don't really understand the distance, how far things are. So.
Not like, a half step to left instead of going all the way.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
Or you could also incorporate that into clock base. Like,
true.
Go to your left, but don't go all the way to 3 o'clock. Don't go all the way to 3 o'clock. Maybe only 1 or 2, just to slightly to your left, not all the way.
Yeah.
Next, we're going to be talking about guiding and contact. So, Ankar, what are we going to talk about first?
All right, so guiding and contact is more of trying to give the directions to people, right? So, like the physical way of giving directions, like, you know, maybe saying, hey, do you want to have an arm, you know, or an elbow, you know, kind of just in the nature.
It's definitely like about asking for sure. Because
yeah, it's about asking. Yeah, exactly.
You always want to be polite and whatnot. And yeah. It's you know, it's that basic thing that you learn always. Is, you know, if you want to respect the other person, so
right.
Ask. And if they say no, or you know, they say exactly what they need, then there you go.
Personal space.
If they say no, like yeah. Please, for crying out loud, that means no. I can't tell you. How many times I've gone to a doctor's appointment or a dentist appointment and I said, no, I can follow you. And I still feel a hand on my arm or my back and I'm squirming to get away. Because I told you no. I don't need that kind of help.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you get those things where people just want to grab your arm to cross the street because they say, hey, you know, They don't even know how to ask for help, so they just grab your arm, like unless you're gonna pull me away from a moving car that's coming in front of me and save me from getting hit by a car, then that's okay. But as long as there's no car in front of me that's gonna hit me, don't pull my arm to pull me back or pull me across the street. I mean, I can walk behind you. Or I'll take your arm if I say yes. I want to have your arm.
And for sure, like if you are asking, because I totally forgot about this, like be suggestive. Don't make it like you're asserting yourself very hard. In general, that's not what people like, I guess. So, you know, obviously it's whatever the person's preference is. You know, if you ask and suggest one thing, like how about your elbow? But if the person prefers the shoulder, they'll probably just tell you. So don't worry about it.
And most times, like in more crowded, tight spaces, what we do is instead of taking the elbow, we just take the shoulder and kind of walk behind you. Right. That's kind of what I do most times, if it's a more tight area or like a sidewalk is narrow.
And I think playing to the whole, like, just don't touch the other person, especially if they're not comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
You have other choices as well. You know, you can use audio.
Audio cues
are very important. Like if I'm trying to get you to, like if we're trying to get you to somewhere we're gonna eat, right? And then, we're going to a table, and you know, if the chair, obviously for some materials it doesn't work as well because they're really soft.
Yeah.
You know, if you tap in a chair, but you could also do the table as well.
Right, table mostly.
Because usually they're usually not soft material or they're not clothed over with something that'll make it completely impossible to make sounds with. But you know, you can tap on it or do some kind of audible thing that the person can hear to get towards wherever you're
exactly trying to get them. And that doesn't only work for the sight and the blind person, but that works for the blind and blind person too. So if you have two blind guys walking together, the audio cues, you know, are helpful for each other. But if you have a sighted person, then that will help for the single blind person as well. So that kind of goes both ways.
What do you think, Kylie, though?
No, I think that's exactly right. I mean, using audio cues can really help, you know, for someone that can't really see.
I'm not really sure about this one. I just wanted to pose the question.
Mm-hmm.
If there's, because some places have, you know, the sidewalks sometimes change.
Right.
Or, like, it'll be that kind of sidewalk where it has bumps in it, and it would be the sidewalk that's smooth. Maybe like you could also give tactile suggestions if the terrain is different or something like that in certain areas, maybe.
Right. Yeah. So that would kind of go with the audio cues. If someone's walking in front of you, say, "Hey, you know, in 2 feet, it's gonna change from a smooth to a rough surface." So you know, just be aware of that, or there is a slope or dip coming in front of you. Mm, so kind of be aware of that.
That actually reminds me of this one place that I know where the sidewalk will stop abruptly and turn into the road, and you have to like catch the sidewalk like a whole lane over.
Oh, I know
like
that.
Like that kind of thing.
Isn't that a new one right in front
no,
of...
No, it's on Liliha.
Oh, I mean, yeah, Liliha, yeah, right. Yeah, right next to Finland, yeah. On Liliha, yeah.
Yep.
I remember that.
And there's a lot of places on Mai too, because there's a lot of places on Mai where there's just no sidewalk. So you just kind of have to deal with not having one. And that's something we'll get to in a future episode of this. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely doable, but I would avoid it.
Right.
And I think finally, because, you know, we're obviously if the person's guiding you, that means that we're in a group or
we're together.
Yeah. There's more than one of everybody around us. So don't just stop randomly without A, telling us or warning us about it. Because, like, I mean, if we don't know, we don't know. I'll just plow through you. I'm almost 200 pounds. I don't know if you'll survive that if I fall on you. I'm just letting you know now.
Yeah.
Right?
Or don't stop on the side and just be quiet and let us pass, because that's kind of weird too. It's like,
that is a little weird.
Because we can sense someone's there next to us, but we don't know what their actions are or what they're thinking of doing.
They're just like,
it's kind of weird.
Well, I mean, for me, it's like, I mean, I'll see somebody like right when I'm past them, and then I'll realize that, oh, this person was waiting for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't mean to, you know, inconvenience you by making you stop and where you, you know, getting to where you need to go. You know, just to let us know that you're there.
Right. Yeah. Or just, you know, six coming to your left, I'm coming to your right. Just mention that when you're walking. And if you're riding a bicycle, for example, then please stop. Don't ride around us. If you're riding a bike, or if you're on a scooter or some mobile vehicle with wheels.
That was just like a month ago. Somebody, I was standing on the corner, and this guy just took his bike right in front of me. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. or don't cut us off, you know, because then that kind of makes us nervous too, because then we can hit your back tire, for example, with the cane, and that's also dangerous. You may fall off the bike.
I think in general, just treat us the way you would treat any other person. You know, you wouldn't stop and wait on the side of the road just for anybody that's coming.
Right.
You know, you wouldn't. And generally, I think people don't mean to cut people off.
Right.
You know, so it's just a matter of treating us how you would treat anyone else, unless we ask for assistance.
Exactly. I think the one thing is, I do notice, you know, for me, I do appreciate, you know, when you have young kids with you, or, you know, when they're walking or jumping around next to you, you know, because we're looking ahead. And for me, I'm one part, I don't have my full peripheral vision, so I'm looking straight ahead. I only see what's in ahead of me, not what's kind of near my feet. So if there's a young child that you're walking with, you know, if you do kind of stop them or kind of control them more, then that's sometimes easier for me as well, to not worry about me hitting your cane, my cane to your child, or even your dog. If you're walking your dog, because just the other day, that 2 weeks ago, I was walking in back of this older fellow. He had this little tiny dog walking beside him, and I felt kind of bad after, because I got too close with my cane. I kind of hit the back legs of the dog, and the dog jumped. So I felt really bad after. I mean, it was not intentional, but, you know, that does happen. So again, I don't think the guy really knew I was behind him, but again, he wasn't paying attention that I was behind him. But I knew that he was in front of me, but I just couldn't see his dog because it's so small under my eye level.
That's a very big one. That's being aware. We will go in depth in the future.
Yeah, episodes, with so that. Yeah,
don't even worry about it. That's another topic. We'll talk about that. That is a whole thing
by itself.
Its own. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next, we're gonna talk about social interaction, and I think this is a big one, because we all want friends. You know, we all want to be in our community and connect with other people. That's why we're here. And I think the first one would be, you know, just talk to us. I mean, if you need something from me, just ask. I think that, anyways, most people would be like, yeah, sure, I get that to you, or yeah, I can do that for you, you know. And I think if you have a question for us, or here's the answer, right? I don't think we would be at all afraid of answering a question. It's just a question. It can't really hurt us, right?
Right.
What do you think about that? Have you had the conversation, like, you know, before people just
kind of like blow by you instead of, you know, I'm pretty sure.
Well, you know, I think a biggest thing that people who are blind like us sometimes get is if we're with somebody, for example,
right,
they're going to talk to the sighted person next to us to ask us, hey, what does that person want from, your friend want, or something like that. It's like, just talk to us. We want to answer our own questions. If you're at a restaurant, why is the waiter going to ask the sighted person, what does your blind friend want? It's like, talk to us. We can order our own food, you know? We're able to do that for ourselves, you know? So I think that's kind of one pet peeve of, I guess, many blind individuals is, talk to us, please. You know, we're here. We're not just brick walls.
We're human too. We're human too. Right? And obviously, one big one is, since we are, you know, humans too, and we're regular people, you don't have to yell at us. I mean, yeah, if it's a different story if, you know, the other person says, what was that again? Or, like, yeah, they hear you, but yeah, you don't have to, you know,
yeah,
go to, like, ridiculous levels. Yeah.
Don't assume every blind person is also going to be deaf or partially, you know, deaf. You know, it's not, I know it could be a stereotype, but it's not really true. You know, people who are blind, but they're not going to be always deaf.
Right. And in fact, you know, we do rely on our hearing. So
yeah,
sometimes, I don't know, it depends on the person, I guess, how adept they are at it. But, you know, it might be a little more, they might be sensitive to, you know, higher volumes and stuff like that. I know for me, I don't listen to music at very high volumes. It gives me a headache.
Mm-hmm. Or for me, I guess I'm one of those people that can be very tone sensitive. So if you're trying to yell at me, I immediately get the impression that you're irritated or that I'm, you know, kind of bothersome to you. So a lot of times yelling for me, it's a great way to shut me up, actually.
that and yeah, it's you're making conflict almost, because yeah, usually that's what you expect. If somebody were to be mad at you, they wouldn't be down here and let's try to do this respectfully. They, you know, they're mad, right? Yeah. They're worked up, so obviously they will be in that higher volume, the higher tone, and so it'll be less conducive to, you know, having an actual conversation with that person if that's what you want,
right?
Because you don't want to set barriers. That will be definitely a big one. If anybody, if you start yelling at them, I don't think anybody would be okay with that,
right? And one other thing is, if you're gonna go and shake someone's hand, just don't put your hand out there. Kind of find the person's hand and kind of guide it. Because, like, if you just stick your hand out to a blind person and say, here, you know, to shake their hand, it's not going to work, you know, because they don't know where your hand is in space.
Actually, a lot of what I've seen people do, people that are familiar with the blind community, they'll say, I have my hand out. You know, and that kind of, so that person kind of brings their hand out and you can kind of, you know, you'll eventually meet somewhere in the middle.
Right. I think that's a good, and then we can judge, you know, mm-hmm, the distance, because if we're how close to each other, so it's not a big deal.
But right,
always let us know, you know, I'm putting my hand out to shake your hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can relatively judge distance with your
some can. Yeah. Yeah.
And another thing for greeting people, because I mean you would really shake hands with people when you either greet or, you know, say goodbye. Is when you enter the room, or like you meet the person for the first time that day or whatever, introduce yourself, you know, enunciate who you are, because like if you walk into a room and I just hear the shuffling, I know somebody's in there, but I don't know who it is. I can't guess, unless, like, I guess if it's me, you can tell it's me, because, you know, I walk pretty heavy, but and I'm a lot better in general. But yes, for sure, introduce yourself when you first come in, because
You're gonna excuse yourself, please say I'm leaving the room, I'll be back in 5 minutes or whatever. Just say you're leaving the room, or if you're done, just say goodbye.
Yeah.
And if the blind person is standing in the middle of the room, just have them sit down, guide them to a chair or somewhere to a corner where they're not vulnerable in the middle of the room where they can get hurt.
Yes, that's definitely a big one, especially when I was in California. I was with a group, we were in a group, and somebody wanted, like, three of the people, three of the people wanted to go to a store just by themselves. Me and the person I was with didn't want to go. And the both of us wanted to go to separate places. And I was like, okay, you know, I'll either, like, how about you sit at this table, I'll go, and then I'll come back. Or we can just both go. That way it's, you know, they can have a certain reference point as opposed to getting lost and confused.
Yeah, I don't like it, like, you know, when you go into a store or someplace, it's like, what time let's go to a separate place, and I'm going to go to, you know, the freezer aisle, you can go to the snacks aisle, and then we'll meet up at this location, and then do the checkout or whatever. So having a reference point inside that establishment is always a nice thing to have.
Sometimes too, when you're telling, like, to leave a person who's completely blind or visually impaired, just to leave us in a particular place may not be the best idea. I remember this one time we were standing outside a store, and I kind of wandered behind the you know when you walk in the store, you get the sensors, the cameras,
mm-hmm.
and I walked behind it, and I stood there waiting there. I think it might have been because someone was smoking outside, and I didn't want to smell all that. But I ended up triggering, like, I guess because I was blocking the sensor, it triggers, like, a, you know, are we trying to, it triggered something where they had to come and check. So just to say, like,
also not stealing anything.
Yeah, because, like, right, because you can have somebody standing, block the sensor while somebody else walks by.
And then you get away with it.
Yeah, you could, yeah. So that was, you know, just things like that, that just inconvenient things that can happen.
Because eventually you will start to drift, like, slowly.
Right.
Come off to the left, and then right. Eventually, if you leave us for long enough, yeah. We'll be halfway across the mall. Wherever you are, you know.
One of the best ideas is just to hang with the guy and or your friend, and just say, okay, let's go here first, and let's go there second. Just be together at the same time, all at once, and then go together.
In short,
At the very minimum, give a point of reference, like next to this table or next to this chair, so at least we feel like we're out of the way.
Right. Or, you know, legitimately, here, let's go sit down. Or, you know what I mean? Or, you know, hold on to this, whatever it may be.
Honestly, in, like, big, you know, like a big store like Macy's, for example, no, I'm familiar with the Macy's in Alamoana Center, for, you know, so I'm not too worried. But just in general, like, it kind of, when you go to stores like that and you're alone, or you know you go with somebody at first and they split up, kind of get a little nervous, because then you can't see them where they exactly went in this direction, because there are too many directions you can go. You know, there's not an actual left and a right. You know, there's, you know, circles and
right.
You know, the way they design the store, so it's kind of nerve wracking to say, am I gonna find my partner? My friend again, I end up calling or texting the person saying, where are you right now, you know?
And it's hilarious because there's one time my friend and I, we did exactly that, and we were standing on opposite sides of the same rack calling each other, and this complete stranger goes, oh, are you looking for your friend? She's on the other side.
Right. And if anything, really, if you do separate, or like, go off and do your own thing for a little bit, just say, I'm going to go to this place. So if you want to find me and you want to head over there, that's fine too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go to the men's suits section. So if you want to look for me, then I'll be in the suits section looking at dress shirts or something.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're talking about Macy's.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We really want to hear from all of you. So in that case, go ahead and hit us up on Facebook at Connect the Dots. That's our Facebook community page. Or if you'd like to send out emails, please send us an email. We want to hear from you guys at connectthedots@guidedogshawaii.org. And, Ankur.
All right. Also, if you want to see today's show notes, please visit guidedogshawaii.org/show notes.
Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.